see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Testing. Oh, I'm on. Welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program this afternoon. My name is Thomas Gambill. I'm the host of this show, broadcast, Bible studies, every other thing I can get through, the Facebook projections I put out there, just like everybody else does. Family, we have a war going on. The one thing that makes me nervous right now is a fact that the Illuminati, as they call themselves and so forth, are revealing themselves, and they're also revealing all the secrets of the Freemasons. Now, the Freemasons are trying to hold on to these secrets, wanting to know where the leak is. Well, I'm going to tell you exactly where the leak is in about 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The leak is the Illuminati revealing your secrets, because they're going to kill you, every one of you. It's going to happen. I promise you, it's going to happen. You all, the Freemasonry, better wake up, man. You better wake up. I'm telling you. I don't care if you're 33rd degree or 32nd degree, whatever you are. You can wear aprons. You can wear the apron in when you cook at your home. I don't care what you wear. One little doodad, knick-knack, paddywhack, give a dog a bone, item that you've acquired from your great-great-grandfather, a ring or certificate or sword or whatever it is to keep you in tow, to keep you deceived by rewards, blood oaths, riding the goat, all kinds of crazy things, telling you secrets that ones below you don't know, to give you that ego boost that you know something now that they didn't know, that they don't know that you know now. So you're no longer one of the initiates. You're a 13th degree on my way to 32nd. And when you get 32nd degree, man, you still don't know, but they make you think you do. Now, when you get 33rd degree, whoo, it's a big jump. But even the 33rd degrees, only a third of them know the royal secret of how to connect to the demonic realm that you don't know. 33rd degrees know they denounced Jesus Christ. They didn't tell you that the first degree day. No, they didn't tell you that. They don't tell you that the King James Bible they use is a Masonic King James Bible. It's different. They don't tell you all this stuff, do they? No, they don't. They got bake sales, barbecues. They help hospitals, help little old ladies and widows. That's to cover the evil that the 33rd degree is involved in. Oh, absolutely true. Your secrets are out because the Illuminati took control in the year 1782 at the Congress Wilhelmsbad. So from 1783 until, what is this? Oh, yeah, 2015, they control Freemasonry as their foot soldiers, and that's an absolute fact. Your Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, Skull and Bones, just a whole array of all these secret societies. The ones that's not bloodline, they're going to kill you. Case in point, if you do the research, which I don't support, what's his name, Steve Quayle at all. I know he works for the Illuminati, as Dizdar and Hawk and Marzulli and Springmeyer, Rob Sheba. They all work for the Illuminati, but they tell you 80-90% truth about Nephilim and about they'll put God in there, Jesus every now and then. And they've even walked and talked with Jesus and all this. It's all nonsense. But they do tell you 80% truth in order to hook you. And their hook across the board is anti-King James. Now, why is that? Oh, I just love the King James. It's a good book. It's one of the best translations. It's not perfect, but that's how they get it in there. Isn't that sneaky? Sneaky. I catch on every time. I've been blocked by two or three of them already from their websites. I go after them. I don't waste any time at all. However, I will tell you, they have good research. But that research, the good research to tell you about the Illuminati, because the Illuminati wants to be revealed. Because when the Illuminati is quote-unquote defeated, the victors will be just as bad or worse. Because it would be the same Illuminati, just changing the name. That's how they do it. It's called a dialectic. So you got to get rid of the old to bring in the new. A snake does that. It's called new skin, old skin. It's exactly the same thing. A moth, a butterfly from a caterpillar. Same thing. It's the same darn thing, just sprouted wings. Same thing as Illuminati. No different. Satan is prince of this entire world, allowed by God. Why would God do that? Simple. You have free will. He's presenting you, allowing Satan, who got pride and fell. That's all real. It's not fables and all that. It's true. Supernatural. Satan is prince of this world, as allowed by God until God just cuts off his water. Because water is what he's not going to get in hell. Hell was created for Satan and the fallen angels that were doomed from the day they rebelled against God in the supernatural realm. We can never even imagine that war, how it happened, how it was played out. Our minds, our feeble human minds cannot fathom a war of the supernatural. Minds can't do that. So he tells us in the King James Bible how it happened to a certain degree and moves on. When they got cast out, separated water between the third heaven and the second heaven, which encompassed also the first heaven, which is earth. Second heaven is the universe, the physical universe that only can house supernatural beings, which they can go to and fro. Second heaven, the planets, the universe, physical universe. Into the first heaven, which is here on earth, by human sacrifice, death, negative energy, as they call it, alchemy. That's what all this is about. everything is to create the negative energy which allows them entrance into this portal. Now they've done it technologically. That's where the Hadron Collider comes in. Now, I'm going to stop there. You see, there's a bigger picture than the human mind can even conceive is going on around them. In the meantime, what are we doing? Well, we're raising our hands and saying this is in honor of Brown. And we're saying he's choked out. And then we got Bundy Ranch, white against white. We're keeping us all divided, the homosexuals and the straight people, and abortion, anti-abortion. All this is designed to keep you all busy, fighting each other. So Satan takes the truth and cuts it up in 8 pieces of pie. And poison each piece. What God's told you, 10 commandments, that's set. Jesus Christ, he's not about religion. Jesus Christ is not about even Christianity. You're like, what? Christianity is about Jesus. And I'm saying, really? Well, which of the 40,000 sects of Christianity do you mean then? Well, you better get started because you got 40,000 doctrines to go through. Which one of them is about Jesus? Because you can't have conflicts. A conflict, either both a lion or deceived, or one is. 10 commandments are set. King James Bible is set. That's why you have so many different types of Bibles to take away from the truth of King James. Cambridge edition is the only sacred word of God that you got. And not one professor of any major college has proven otherwise. They try, but they twist the scriptures around hoping you don't do your research or Bible study. And I've got 50 Bibles I've written and, excuse me, well, probably. I've got 50 books. I go to MIT and I've been on, 100 lecture sets. I know what I'm talking about. He's a liar. He's a humanist. A Marxist. That's lying to you. Literally. And I've proven this many times over. I'll talk about that today. That's my introductory. To tell you how big this picture really is. In this corrupted education system we have. That's trying to dumb down our children. And dumbed us all down. And it began in 1945. The takedown of America. Now I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And on TalkStream Live. If y'all would go visit TalkStream Live. During the course of this broadcast twice. Just do it twice. Once each hour. I'd appreciate it. I have to put up the topics today. I like to put the topics up. When I... TalkStream Live is a good media. It's primarily focused on political, economics, etc. But family, that's the problem, is that in our education today, we've taught that economics is over there, religion is there, politics is there, the arts is over here, philosophy is up there. You see, religion's down here. I think I said that. Anyway, and they got 7 different areas here, whatever. Well, actually, they're all combined into one conspiracy. And they've got us all controlled to believe in they're separate, and they're not. So my show, although it's called Watchmen for Jesus, it is not a religious program at all. I show you how the secret societies, controlled by the Luciferian agenda, the fallen angels and Satan, whom all of your royal families and your military leaders, that belongs to the Council of Foreign Relations, they worship this guy. They worship Lucifer in ritual. Your 4-star generals that's involved in this wear the robes. They do the ritual sacrifices. You understand this? This is how serious it is. Well, your children are targeted, as we, as children, were targeted. Because you changed the country, you changed the culture by the education. You see, that's how it works. I expose the whole doggone lot of it. I get no benefit from this. I don't have any economic endeavors in this project. Family, I just have the desire to show you. I know what's going on. Now, there's things I find out every day. A new matrix comes out, a new organizational chart, whatever, I don't know. See, they're starting to reveal themselves. Well, today I'm going to continue on this week about how they're controlling your children while you're sleeping or while you're working. And we'll continue on with that. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, as I do. And also want to remind you something very interesting. You know how I talk about the Knights of Malta, the Knights of Columbus. Y'all get tired of hearing it, don't you? Well, I pound it in. And you know, I talk about the Rick Joyner, and I talk about Rick Warren. They're all Council of Foreign Relations members or Knights of Malta. Knights of Malta has more power than our President of the United States, by the way. And Jerry Boykin, who's a pretend patriot. Well, I get a letter from Boykin, or his, what do you call this thing? It's a donation, like I'm going to donate. I got a letter today. I thought that was really ironic about donating funds to their process, the organization. All patriots. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I just thought it was really funny that I would get this. I'm not sure why I got it, to tell you the truth. I didn't put in for anything. I don't sign up for any of these movements or whatever. But, David Horowitz. Oh, there you go. The Freedom Center, Concerned Patriot. Jesus Charlie. I thought it was the funniest thing in the world. I get a letter from him. Military distress. Our military is being targeted like our children are. And this and it's about the military distress. Will you help sound the alarm about America's military demise today? And in this letter, I'm reading it with some interest because it's coming from, signed by Boykin. Barack Obama is neutering our military at the same time that all our enemies are ramping up. And that spells disaster for you, for me, and for every single person living in American soil, and blah, blah, blah. It's anti-Obama. Well, I got news for you. The neutering started in 1945 by FDR. Absolutely. And Nixon was going to use our military against American citizens. FDR was going to use our military. I got quotes. I have quotes. Man, please challenge what I'm telling you. Please do. I got quotes from FDR. He's going to use our military against their own veterans. You see, quotes right from their own mouth. And Nixon was getting ready to pull off a military coup, using our own military. There's going to be a war between the Army and the Marines in 1972-74. Y'all don't know about. And then when they realized in 1993... that they could not trust American military to fire on American citizens or even join the UN. What a bunch of dunces up there. They started bringing in UN forces. Now, this is set up in the 1970s by Carter and Clinton. Obama's a part of it. There's no question about that. But let's call a spade here. Carter, FDR, Nixon, Reagan. What a loser he was. Every single one of them have been a part of this new world order and following orders of the Jesuits, the secret societies, and Illuminati that are Italian and German. Everything I'm telling you, I can prove beyond a shadow of a doubt. And people's inclination to run away won't change any of the evidence at all. Running away from the truth of the Bible won't change it one iota. They're trying to change it with all these other versions that can be destroyed if you have any knowledge of the King James. And knowing that every college and every university, literally, and every public school is a school of humanism and Marxism. Everyone, including Europe, including Scandinavia, including Russia, China, all of them. In America, it's very subtle how they've done this. Family, you have no friendlies down here. Jesus Christ, literally. Your highest leaders, royal families, worship Lucifer. And I don't care if you're an atheist, you don't believe in Lucifer. They will make you, or if you refuse to believe in Lucifer, they will kill you. Christians, that's a given. It is documented in their planning process by full credibility. And it's coming. Now, I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and maybe I'm going to hammer it today, tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday. Every day I got, I'm going to hammer it home. And if you believe me or don't believe me, it's not my concern. Inside I do, but family, I'm going to give it to you. It's up to you to find out for yourself what the truth is. And I want you to start off not liking me. I want you to start off disbelieving me. I want you to finish it up by challenging me. I'm not seeking any kind of recognition. I'm just seeking to provide what I've learned to you. And then you finding out yourself. And when you find the truth out, then you know how to fight it. Truly fight it. But you got to know the leaks before you fill up the balloon. Lord, we thank you, Father, for this opportunities we have, the opportunities you give us, Lord, to spread the word, spread the gospel and the truth. Lord, convict us in our hearts, Father, if we fall away and turn away from the truth. Father, the Holy Spirit guides us. Sometimes, Father, our sin gets in our way. Father, I know my sin gets in my way. And Father, I pray to you, Lord, that you convict me. Whatever it takes to put me back on track, should I fall away, Lord. I am human. Lord, we know that Jesus Christ went through more than any of us could even bear. But Father, he made it through. We know, Lord, that Jesus Christ was you incarnated human flesh, came down here among us to go through the very thing, same things we go through, but left it unscathed, sinless. But Father, we know you through your flesh incarnation, that Father, you endured to the end. This gave us a beginning in the eternal life through your Son, Jesus Christ, the only begotten. Lord, we pray that that Holy Spirit then, in the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit that came down among us, that touches each of us, Father, we'll spread that truth through wisdom and discernment that you give us. Father, to show us those barriers that's holding back that wisdom, holding back that discernment, that we put on the full armor of God, Lord, it will open up that pathway. And we pray on that full armor of God, Lord, that keeps us away from this witchcraft. Keep us away from the Luciferian interference and the spells they weave. To follow your command and put on that full armor of God. Because, Lord, our battle is not against flesh and blood, as we are led to believe. But this battle we're in, truly, is against the rulers, authorities, and the powers of the dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the unseen world that uses this physical world as their minions. And Father, only through you can this war be won. And we pray first, Lord, the belt of truth, the buckled around our waist, centered and encircled by your truth, dear Lord. Hem us inside the truth, right, and be protected and upheld by the truth of your living word. Lord, we pray on that breastplate of righteousness. Convict us when we fall away, Lord, and sin enters our mind. You convict us of that sin, Lord, that we'll renounce it. And Father, call for the truth to come into our heart. Protect our vital organs, our inner man and woman, and cover our integrity, spirit, and our soul to make it righteous. And guard our heart, for it is a wellspring of life. And Father, to strengthen and guard us in the most vulnerable places in our life, and that's right and good and noble, that Father, we'll escape out of this darkness, that we might not receive a fatal blow from the enemy to keep us distracted. We pray on the gospel shoes of peace. We're taught war, Lord. We're taught not to turn the cheek. We're taught to fight and kill. Father, we know about self-protection. Father, we've studied this in our Bible studies. But Father, we know that turning the other cheek is really retribution. But Father, it's to put on peace, to look at peace first, and to stand on your good news and on the firm foundation, the rock that Jesus Christ provided through his teachings, through the Holy Spirit to guide us. Because all other ground is sinking sand around us. And through Jesus Christ, he is our solid rock and our rock of ages. And Lord, we do pray on that shield of faith, that we have to have that faith and that shield in our hand now to take up that shield of faith. And Lord, we ask that you might extinguish every dart arrow that's launched from the enemy to take us down spiritually, physically, mentally, or emotionally. And every attempt of the enemy to destroy our joy, we ask, Lord, that your faith in you will make it flame out. Extinguish every flaming arrow coming our way. And Lord, we pray on that helmet of salvation that will protect our minds from the influence of this corrupted education that's been infused, the corrupted religions have been thrown our way, the corrupt Bibles have been thrown our way, and the lies coming from the councils, committees, and Illuminati. Protect our thoughts, that Father can be influenced by technology to destroy that technology in its very essence. And protect us, Lord, from these spells, from the Wiccan, and expose these covens within our government, within our military, within our business administrations, to expose those at the highest level that are involved in the satanic worship. And finally, Lord, to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the holy word of God in the King James Bible. And Lord, we pray this offensive weapon in our hand. And Lord, we ask that your word be fitting for every encounter we face, to give us strength, knowledge, discernment, wisdom, to fight the lies of these Luciferians. As the enemy gets close to us, to give us the insight and wisdom and the skill to wield the word of God spoken in season, out of season, and to inflict pain against the enemy spiritually, mentally, to cause them to flee. And the enemy and his team flee upon hearing the word of God spoken by the power and direction of the Holy Spirit. So Lord, give us that sword of the Spirit to cut through these wiles and deceptions of the devil, that we may discern the schemes of the enemy when he is near. Lord, in these prayers, we also pray for our brethren, protection of family members. And Father, to answer the prayers of those asking for these prayers, Father, you know who they are, bringing families back together, protection of those being threatened, families being destroyed because of this, and protect our children against these drugs, against our veterans against these drugs. Father, take away those thoughts of suicide that's being inflicted upon our veterans and our children, and turn it back to the ones that's sending it out, Lord, and destroy their technology, destroy their drugs effects, and protect their soul of the ones that's being targeted. This we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, I got Bible studies, 8 to 9 every night, Monday through Friday. That's Bible studies. This is not a Bible study today, or any of my broadcasts. It's to bring reality to the airways of what you're really up against. Those in secret societies secretly worship Lucifer. They pretend to be patriots, and they are not. If they belong to any secret society, any of these councils, committees, they are dirty. And they do lie. They pretend to say, oh, we are patriots. They'll even eat among you, walk among you, lead you even, fight with beside you. When they get away from you, and then these councils, committees, secret societies, they plan against you because they see in their minds another forest. That forest will be hewn down. It will be cut to shreds when Jesus Christ comes back. It will be burned. Crispy. But heaven is near. Heaven is near. Jesus Christ is the only way. It's a supernatural war we're fighting. That's the bottom line. And the education manipulation of your children is part of their weaponry. Abortion falls right into it. Euthanasia of your children that's being discussed in Oregon. And the witch covens up there in Oregon, they do rituals as they try to get this bill passed. That's how it works. Rituals were done in 1913, December the 25th, when they passed the Federal Reserve Act. Rituals being done to get bills passed through Congress that you all don't know about. Rituals are being done at your Super Bowl. As you look back last year and year before, all these halftime shows, those are rituals. Egyptian, satanic, pyramids, all that stuff. It's all ritualistic. I'm not going to go into the alchemy today. I mean, right now, I'm almost headed that way. But these hexagram, which is the Star of David, which is, has nothing to do with God, has nothing to do with David. It is evil. It is satanic symbols, as in our Pentagon. Pentagrams on our flags. Oh, I know, the stars and stripes and all that. It's what we're taught, but I have to tell you the truth. All flags of every country is based on occultic symbols. Every single flag, bar none, not a one. is clean. All of them. Our stars and stripes, the so-called hexagram or star David, Crest of Solomon, every single one across the board is based on satanic worship. I'm telling you the truth. You know, God works in strange ways, ways that we can't even fathom. He tells us some clues in the King James Bible, in the Bible studies when you study it. That's why they want you to get away from it and come up with corrupt Bibles. That's another story. When we find that we ask the question, we question God. Why, God, why'd you take this child so young? Why do you allow these abortions? We blame everything on God. How about us? He works through us. He's not on earth yet. He's within your heart, the Holy Spirit. But who's here? Satan and the fallen angels. Until God returns, they'll be washed out of here again. But until then, we have to put up with this because it's a test of who's going to be faithful to him with free will in the days to come in heaven and the new heavens, new earth. Who's going to stand tall? Who's going to be honest, straightforward, praise him, and not ourselves, which is what humanism is all about. Humanism is taught in the schools. Humanism is taught grades, pride, all that's in Marine Corps. I was in Marines for 12 years. Pride is what it's all about. Everybody says, yeah, because we worship ourselves. Well, I can't believe I'm saying this. You see, I lived with this all my life, and I cherished it. High school football and, you know, your grades, you saw it. People in China, in Japan, man, they commit suicide. The kids commit suicide if they don't make a good grade, if they're failing. It's a shame to the family. Some of them can't deal with it, and they commit suicide. Something's wrong with that. Pride. Pride goes before the fall. We were created to worship Jesus Christ. Worship God, excuse me. Worship God. Jesus Christ came down in human flesh to take the sins that we have that believe on him will have eternal life. But before him, it was sacrifice of animals. Innocent animals. In preparation, that's the Old Testament, of the coming Messiah. Those who were righteous had to await when they died in paradise. That's a whole new story. Whoa, I'm going to get off on the trail here. So why does it take young children? Why do the young, all the good die young, as they say? Well, they say only the good die young. That was a reply of an unbelieving man to his sister when she expressed concern that he wasn't ready to meet the Lord. So the parents of a young boy who died apparently had the same idea, saying he just seemed to be too good for this wicked old earth. You see, 1 Kings 14, verses 12 to 13, the child shall die, and all Israel shall mourn, because in him there is found something good. Now, what is about this? I've had a lot of people when I've known that from my broadcast and friendships that developed it. Tom, I'm mad at God. I said, why? You know, why are you mad at God for? Because all these children are dying. I said, you know why they're dying? You know why they're abused? Why he takes them early? Why does he kill them all? I said, well, how long do you think his earth is going to last? Now, it goes back to what I said a little while ago, of who is really controlling this world right now, as allowed by God. Satan is. And there's judgment coming upon this earth. It is coming. You think God's going to forget all these cries of the children of 500,000 that they are missing every year out of 725,000, 520, 500 some thousand are unaccounted for. That means 250,000 are accounted for. I did some math and said, well, wait a minute, we're missing a 500,000 unaccounted for. Well, your satanic realm takes care of that worldwide. Just in the United States, it's 500,000 yearly missing. Where are they going? It's not counting adults. Family, your secret societies, they know. They're used for satanic sacrifices, other things you don't want to know about. CIA, Child Protective Service, Pentagon, high-level commands, oh, they know. It's all kept from you all. You know, this sentiment cannot be proven entirely. If you were to, you wouldn't last long. How many scientists, biologists, chemists have died in unusual circumstances the past 7 or 8 years? Unbelievable number. All kinds of ways. They take out those they use when they're done with them. Or they start getting a case of the conscience. They die. Scientists, biologists, physicists. But you know, one instant a child died because he was the only good person in his family. 1 Kings 14:12-13. You know, we read that young Abijah, as his name, would die, be mourned, and be given honorable burial because God found something good in him. Other members of his family lived a little longer, only to be executed as criminals. 1 Kings 15:27-29. You know, I believe that God, seeing the dreadful fate Abijah would have faced if he continued to live, took him to heaven peacefully. You see? His early death was indeed an act of God's mercy. So why mourn? We see death as a final act. We curse God because of death. When a good person dies, God says, okay, I'm going to bring you home. David Wilkerson is a good example. He was a good man. He was a powerful voice for God. And you read about his story, if you read about his death, with a strong, strong indication he was murdered. He was not bowed down to the Council of Foreign Relations. He would not bow like Rick Warren, Rick Jordan, and all these others do. Even Billy Graham has, even from the very beginning, he was funded by the Rockefellers. He started teaching in 1993 on cue. Almost all of them today, Osteen, T.D. Jakes, Brazier, Copeland, Hagee, all of them. They create their own Bibles. They put down the King James. Right there's a sure guarantee. They head in the wrong path. It didn't happen overnight. David Wilkerson, you'll find that was murdered. Do I have proof? No. Circumstances? Oh, yeah. See, God brings him home when it's time. Because he knows where this world's headed. Through the years, this passage of Scripture is used to comfort those mourning the death of babies, a child or a young person. God alone knows what awaited them if they had lived. He knows the end from the beginning, something we don't know. Satan doesn't know it either. He may have delivered them from unbelievable distress by taking them home. Nearly death can be God's mercy in disguise. Fritz Hughes said, and I quote, that which seems a tragic ending to our red and tear-filled eyes, and our Heavenly Father's wisdom may be mercy in disguise. Education and the children is a way that they can control, they think. And the way they do it is through humanism. Now, what I'm going to do is bring it home to you, as I said I was going to do. And what I do this week is what I call the Matrix Agenda Revealed. Through education start at age 5 and age 6. That's where they get them. Now, who are these guys? The Gray Jesuit Council. They call them the Gray Pope, the Gray Jesuit Council. The Black Jesuit Order is underneath them and the Vatican Corporation. USA, Skull and Bones, Pilgrim Society, the UK, USA, the Opus Dei, Bohemian Club, where all your military leaders and presidents go. The Club of Rome, it's just unbelievable. I'll talk about that later. The names of some of the Ptolemaic papal bloodlines that can be traced all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt till today. Orsini, Aldobrandina, Breakspear, Sungalia, Farnese, and about 8 others. Families. And family, those aren't Jews. That's Roman. Going back to the pharaohs of Egypt, they can trace their bloodline. They set all this mess up. And they teach humanism as just one small part. And I'm going to give you how it affects you. In Deuteronomy 28, 31, and 47, your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, while your eyes shall look on and yearn for them continually. But there shall be nothing you can do, because you cannot serve the Lord your God. That's Deuteronomy, Old Testament. The philosophy that they're spreading to your children, and beginning in 1945, targeting the baby boomers. It's okay to lie. It's okay to steal. Matter of fact, I think when I was growing up, you had color-coded lies. Oh, that's nothing but a white lie, not a black lie. Come on. What are you talking about? We color-code our lives. We cross our fingers. We tell our kids there's a Santa Claus. Then they find out there's not. Then you learn about Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, all these others, and you find out the Bible, oh, that's fairy tales too. See how it connects? Well, the Bible's not fairy tales. It's reality. It's truth. But they connect Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, and all these other things with fables. The mythology. Satan is very clever. He'll pay for that. That's God's business, not mine. So they attribute, connect with the truth of the Bible to demonize, minimize the true miracles of the Bible that's told to you. It's minimized by these humanistic stories. It's okay to lie. It's okay to steal. It's okay to have premarital sex. I'm as guilty as anybody. I have sinned my way through life. Goodness gracious alive. I can't begin to tell you. I'm sorry for it. I had to learn late in life. But I guess I had to go through it too. I don't know. And some of the things I say on the broadcast goes against what I'm taught. Sometimes it's not easy for me to say, but I have to say it, as it convicts me as I say it. And I'll admit it. I've done all these things. It wasn't okay. It was wrong what I did. But I can't go back and undo it. But I can warn others not to do what I did. It's okay to kill. If these things are part of your own value system and you have clarified these values for yourself, Dr. Murray Norris. Weep for your children, page 6. You'll find what I've just said wasn't my words. That comes from a book, Weep for Your Children, by Dr. Murray Norris, page 6. You know, the quotation that I've just given you, it's okay to lie, okay to steal, humanistic, do as thou wilt theology is being taught in schools, video games, rock and roll music, comic books. Everything is part of this agenda. That quotation from Dr. Norris's book is a kind of an explanation by Erica Carlisle of Sidney Simon's Values Clarification. That's a lot of words. See, Dr. Simon's courses are very popular in educational circles back in the 1980s. It was put out across the nation. Today it's Harry Potter, isn't it? I know churches that use Harry Potter to teach their Sunday school classes. Yeah. Baptist, Methodist, I don't care. It's not about any denomination. So don't go puffing your chest out because you're a verse Baptist or charismatic or whatever. Religions have nothing to do with it. All religions are corrupt, every single one. Jesus Christ is not about religion. The King James Bible is not about religion. That's the trick they pulled on you. In 325 AD, Constantine created a religion to control those who followed Jesus and called it Christianity. They started corrupting it through the Roman Catholic Church. I've already talked about that in many segments. It's part of the education process. In many areas, these courses that I'm talking about are required for teacher certification. And a great deal has been written about Dr. Simon's values, clarifications, associated strategies. I did a study on William M. Bowen, Jr. William Bowen, B-O-W-E-N, was a man before his time. 1980s, he did a lot of research on this. And it corresponds to the research I've done. He's a man ahead of his time. For some reason, he went silent. These Dr. Simon's values clarifications result in a dichotomy of sort. Among educationalists, the Simon methodology was strongly defended in those days. Today it's Common Core. No child left behind. Every decade they got something. And the parents have a wave of sharp criticism, but they infiltrate into those systems, meetings, and silence them by causing disruption within the meeting itself. It's very clever how they do it. They derail a person that's really talking the truth. They derail them by bringing up something surgical that causes argument. They're taught to do this. You all in the parent-teachers meetings, you can pick them out when they do it, if you would. They're there to disrupt it. So you will not have good dialogue that will come to a decision. That's how it works. So the real question now is, whom do the children really belong to? The parent or the public schools? The state? The testimony I played yesterday, so you ought to hear from somebody else in a real meeting, you know, that this Common Core is a federal program being disguised as state. Oh, they're sneaky. They monitor it by Freemasons within the groups. It will cause discussion and argument in your council's committees and so forth. That's how they do it, to make sure the federal government maintains control. So where does the final say belong as to what can be done to and with public school children? More and more parents are starting to discover, and unfortunately are subjugated, usually too late, the humanist courts are deciding in favor of the state. That's what CPS is all about. Child Protective Service. They're the Gestapo, controlled, works with the CIA to profile the children they're going to steal and use and will disappear in the system. That's how they do it. They got all kinds of ways that they pull this mess off. As I go along here, I try to bring to you testimony, actual testimony, from other than me, that supports what I tell y'all. So you'll see it's not just coming from me. That's coming from others. And I'm going to give you a testimony right now. From a woman, a senator, in a briefing and lecture, that's going to take down or go after the North American Union Initiative, which would then certainly tack on the Real ID Act, where they're going to take all your IDs, driver's license, everything, cards into one card. North American Union. But most of all, most importantly, she's going to take down the Child Protective Service, or at least clean it up. That's the lifeblood to control your children by the CIA uses. Her name was Nancy Schaefer. Said there was one small problem, really wasn't small. She's assassinated, MK Ultra. They said the husband shot her in the back. Then he shot himself. Come on now. She is a senator in Georgia. And I think she has a voice. Because she was true truth teller. Georgia State Senator Nancy Schaefer speaks about CPS. Every word by her is true. CPS, one of the most evil, corrupt branches of government in America, and y'all let it run.
Our next speaker is Senator Nancy Schaefer.
Here she goes.
Nancy? Oh, there you are. Yes, Nancy is a longtime Eagle Forum member and leader. She has had an organization called Family Concerns, which was very effective all over the state of Georgia, and another one called Family Concerns Pregnancy Center. She has been in the Georgia State Senate for several terms and is a member of 6 Senate committees. Please welcome our good friend, Senator Nancy Schaefer.
Thank you, dear Phyllis, and thank you to all of you. I have served in the Georgia State Senate for 4 years. One of my greatest pleasures, other than my sonogram bill, was getting the resolution passed to stop the North American Union. However, for 4 years, I have been confronted with families struggling to remove their children from the clutches of Child Protective Services. I wrote a scathing report last year on the corruption in Child Protective Services, and an update and copies are out on the table. During the last session of the Georgia General Assembly, I introduced Senate Bill 415 relating to juvenile proceedings, and copies of that bill are attached to the report on the tables. The bill 415 called for the time allotted for the Department of Human Resources to provide emergency care to a child without a court order to be reduced from 7 days to 72 hours. It required a court order to enter the residence of a parent or guardian to seize a child. It called for family court to be open to the public. Confidentiality and secrecy in family court protects the wrong people. It provided that immunity in the system shall not extend to the seizures of children that are found to be in violation, nor to the administration of medication to a child over the objection of the parent or custodian, and it provided the state from applying for obtaining, receiving, or accepting adoption incentive payments under the Federal Adoption and Safe Families Act of 1997. The Department of Child Protective Services has become a protected empire built on taking children and separating families. This is not to say that there are not those children who do need to be removed from wretched situations and need protection. However, my report is concerned with the children and parents caught up in legal kidnapping. Having worked with probably 300 cases statewide and hundreds across the country, and in nearly every state, I am convinced there is no accountability in Child Protective Services. I have come to several conclusions. Two or three are, one, that poor parents, not always, but oftentimes, are targeted to lose their children because they do not have the wherewithal to hire an attorney and fight the system. That caseworkers and social workers are very often guilty of fraud. They withhold and destroy evidence. They fabricate evidence, and they seek to terminate parental rights unnecessarily. That the separation of families and the snatching of children is growing as the business grows because state and local governments have grown accustomed to having these taxpayer dollars to balance their ever-growing budgets. That the bureaucracy is huge. Look at who is getting paid. State employees, attorneys, court investigators, guardian ad litems, court personnel and judges. There are psychologists, therapists, psychiatrists, counselors, foster parents, adoptive parents, and on, all are looking to the children in state custody to provide job security. That the Adoption and the Safe Families Act, set in motion first in 1974 by Walter Mondale and later in 1997 by President Bill Clinton, offered cash bonuses to the states for every child they adopted out of foster care. In order to receive the adoption incentive bonuses, local child protective services would need more children. They must have merchandise that sells, and they must have plenty so the buyer can choose. Some counties often offer $4,000 to $6,000 bonus for each child adopted out to strangers, and an additional $2,000 for a special needs child. Employees work to keep the federal dollars flowing. But that is only the beginning figure in the formula in which each bonus is multiplied by the percentage that the state has managed to exceed its baseline adoption number. Therefore, states and local communities work hard to reach their goals for increased numbers of adoptions for children in foster care. As you can see, this program is offered from the very top and is run by Health and Human Resources. This is why victims in Child Protective Services get no help from their legislators. It explains why my bill, Senate 415, suffered such defeat in the Judicial Committee, and why I was cut off at every juncture, and why I was defeated myself last month for my reelection by another Republican. That tax dollars are being used to keep this gigantic system afloat. Many grandparents have called me to get custody of their grandparents before being lost in the system. Grandparents who lose their grandchildren to strangers have lost their own flesh and blood. The children lose their family heritage, and grandparents, and parents too, lose the connection of their heirs. And that the National Center on Child Abuse and Neglect in 1998 reported that 6 times more children died in foster care than in the general public, and that once removed to official safety, These children are far more likely to suffer abuse, including sexual molestation, than in the general population. Think what that number is today, 10 years later. Here are a couple of the recommendations on my list. Call for an independent audit of all state child protective services and for a federal congressional hearing on child protective services. Abolish the federal and state financial incentives that have turned child protective services into a business that separates families for money. I have witnessed such injustice and harm brought to so many families that I am not sure if reform of the system is even possible. The system cannot be trusted. It does not serve the people. It obliterates families and children simply because it has the power to do so. What I have said to you in these few minutes is that we must confront the fraud in child protective services. Child protective services seizes children using the very system that is paid for by the taxpayer who actually believes it is used to protect abused and neglected children. The bureaucracy of workers benefit financially by a system that converts children into cash while destroying their families and their lives. No child who emerges from the system can ever be sound or whole. Many disappear and never are ever heard from again. God will not stand for what is happening to our children and our families. His heart beats for these children. He will lift up the downtrodden. What is happening in America regarding child protective services is a criminal political phenomenon, and it must be brought to an end. Please join me in working to help set our children and our families free, to whom much is given, much is required. As you pray for this nation, pray for the upcoming election, and for our national financial crisis, please pray for our children and for our families. We all must press on and win this race for America. Thank you very much.
Do you understand how dark...
Now, there's a whole bunch of... I just have to tell you like it is. There's a lot of... You have an operation called Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird was the CIA's effort of controlling the media. Alternative news, mainstream news, they control. So in other words, so-called truth tellers aren't really telling the truth. It's like selling a fuller brush. I tell you all the good things about the brush, but I don't tell you in about 6 months all the teeth are going to fall out of your brush. I tell you all the good things about it. I get you to like me. I say goo-da-goo-da-goo to your kid, and I feed you cat. I bring a little catnip with me or something, and there you go. And you say, oh, he's such a nice guy. Mm-hmm. And I say, you're stupid, full of brush. That's how it works. I tell you all the good things and get you to believe me. 80% of it, and I redirect it. Family, I go for the truth. And if I'm wrong, I'll admit it. And I don't work for nobody. I serve no human being, no country, no flag, but I serve Jesus Christ. I live here in America. Okay. I joined the Marine Corps to fight and kill. That's why I joined the Marine Corps. I was into it. But God saw to it that I wouldn't go. 75 to 87, I was between the wars. I fought like Dickens trying to get into a war all my life. God said, nope, you're not going to do it. I guess he had more knowledge than I did. That's where I stand. You see? I don't join any petitions. I don't join any groups, marches, none of that nonsense. That's not my role. Well, I got something to say today. I have something to say all week long. That being said, remember that these innocent, pink-cheeked little dears, children, from the playgrounds are going to be the globalist, humanist program leaders of the future. That's what these sororities and fraternities and identifying your children to go to certain colleges and scholarships and all this to find the best ones. And they'll say, well, we know we taught you this in public school, but here's what it really is. It's the same thing in Freemasonry. They say, well, you're a 13th degree. We know we taught you this in the first, second, third degree. Here's what it really means. Now, since you're this degree, since you're this scholarship, since you're this Rhodes Scholar, since you're this, that, and that, now we're going to tell you the truth. They still hold back. That's how it really works. Whether your children, our children, whoever's children they are, it's of concern to everyone what the public schools are teaching. At one time, you trusted the schools. You parents worked. Husbands went off to fight the war. Men do that, you know. First World War I, World War II, which were planned before, listen, was planned before 1873. I didn't make a mistake. The two world wars were planned in the conceptual terms before 1871 and 1873. They were already planned. And the outcome determined with some modification in 1944-45. That's a fact. It's documented. Now, husbands are gone. Women are now working in the factories. Well, where's the kids going? To the trusted school teachers, of course. 8 hours a day, 5 days a week, 9 months out of the year. And babysitters. To get them away. Under control, because they knew. They already pre-planned the end of World War II. It didn't turn out exactly the way they wanted. So they had to modify. They brought the UN in. They brought the CIA in. They started the takedown of America in 1945 to 48 when it began. Oh, yeah. That's why communism took a negative turn. We were fighting with communists. Did y'all know that? To defeat the Nazis and the fascists. It's all planned that way. And then communism all of a sudden took a bad turn. It's planned that way. That's the next enemy. To foment the Red Scare of the Korea and Vietnam War. It's all pre-planned. To get rid of the baby boomers that were taught the right way by design through the education system to fight the wars. You had to have that sovereignty and that trust in God, and you had to have all that the right way. The family structure was properly put together. We had a trust in the education system. Now, to take down America, we got to reverse it all. We got to undo what we set up to be done. Now we undo it. And that was planned by Tavistock. All through the 40s and 50s, Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, John Dewey, all these wackos, Satanists, every doggone one of them, to put on a pedestal, corrupted our education system starting in the 1940s and 50s. It began. So now, to eliminate biblical morality is part of the humanist agenda. They launched it. As a matter of fact, I have evidence. Everything I tell you, I've got evidence. Brock Chisholm, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, expressed a typical globalist view. He was director of the United Nations World Health Organization during the baby boomer era, 1948 to 1953. He was director. He said, and I quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. So before World War I, preceding to World War II, had to have in the minds of men individualism. They had to have a loyalty to family traditions. Man's a bread maker, or breadwinner. Wife is homemaker. Little kiddies do what daddy says. Mother's the caretaker. It's the way God set it up. They needed that to form it patriotism, How dare they attack us and all this and all that. Fight for freedom. That was Edward Bernays came out with that. Who was nephew to Sigmund Freud, who was a Satanist. They had to have national patriotism. That's what John Wayne was all about. Audie Murphy, they were Freemasons. All these movies were designed to foment national patriotism. Oh, we had to fight the wars. The Germans were the same way. Goebbels, whatever, gerbils. I call them gerbil. Yeah, whatever. Anyway, they did the same thing to the citizens of Germany. Same thing to the citizens of America. And everybody in between. Like neighbors with fighting pit bull dogs. Those pit bull dogs don't know each other. But the neighbors train them to kill. Then they go at night to the dog fights. They throw those two dogs in the center. The dogs will kill each other. Have to. Because one's on the outside, the globalist secret society is the Jesuits. The committees that control this are trading off the money at the blood of the dogs inside to have to fight. That's exactly what's going on today. So natural patriotism had to be there to get us to fight the wars and want to. And religious dogmas, you had to have that courage from your strength or God. They promoted it then. That's why they funded Billy Graham in 1949, 1950. Rockefellers and Randolph Hearst. To preach that gospel. To get those to fight Korea and to fight in Vietnam. And the takedown of America began that same year. Now, let me tell you now what you're up against. Exactly. Humanists have been taught in America since 1908. John Dewey was a humanist. He was one. John Dewey is a father of American education. He's even involved. He was even involved with the construction of the extraterrestrial lie that's coming in 1917 till 1961 and the formation of NASA. Oh, that's another story. Oh, all this is documented. H.G. Wells, all that. Well, John Dewey, Horace Mann were humanists, and they were fathers of American education. That's the fox in the hen house. Y'all getting the picture? Now, what misleads or deceives the public most often are the innocent titles of education programs, educational doublespeak. While you're all working, they're corrupting your children. You say, well, I can't do it, I gotta work. Okay, when they get home, that's when you unscrew it. You take down what they've started. You ask them the questions that I brought up yesterday. You can't do it when you're watching this stupid TV. And I know you've worked all day. You've probably commuted 2 hours, but you got to do it. Undo what they've done. Your teachers are not your friends anymore. They were back in the 40s and 50s. Not anymore, they're not. Your young teachers at 23, 28 years old, do you realize how many are in prison because they've seduced your teenage children? The female teachers? Not in my day. My day is a male teacher's. Switched around. Look it up. Go after this broadcast, you go look up how many young teachers are in prison for seducing their 16 to 18-year-old students. Yeah, go see it for yourself. It's promoted. Well, I'm just getting warmed up. I know this is going to carry on until tomorrow. Moral education in the public schools is based on Lawrence Kohlberg's religious humanism. Look up Lawrence Kohlberg. Kohlberg. Religious humanism. It's atheistic and man-centered. It's kind of worth the time and space to determine what humanism really is. I'm going to lay it out for you. In ways that some of y'all that send me information, I add to it. I expound upon it. In 1933, and again in 1973, you had humanist manifestos that rule you life. They were published so the world would know what humanists believed. Now, these complete documents are available. Now they have Humanist Manifesto 3. Now, let me give you some examples, some excerpts. For example, first, quote, "We believe that traditional dogmatic authoritarian religions that place revelation, God, ritual, or creed above human needs and experience do a disservice to the human species. As non-theists, we begin with humans, not God, nature, not deity. No deity will save us. We must save ourselves. Third, we affirm that moral values derive their source from human experience. Ethics is autonomous and situational, needing no theological or ideological sanctions. We strive for the good life here and now." Now, family, listen to what I'm saying, because I'm going to bring it up to date to you here in about 30 minutes. Fifth, although science can account for the causes of behavior, the possibilities of individual freedom of choice exist in human life and should be increased. Sixth, in the area of sexuality, we believe that intolerant attitudes, unduly repressed sexual conduct, the right to birth control, abortion, and divorce should be recognized. Individuals should be permitted to express their sexual proclivities and pursue their lifestyles as they desire. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. But what these humanists don't realize, and they're going to find out the hard way, is this applies to everybody. You say, what's wrong with that? Okay. Well, when they close down the prisons and let the rapist, psychopath, and murderers out, which they are going to do, you got yourself a little bit of a problem. Especially when the police departments will be a national police force filled by the former felons. 185,000 of them is planned to do. So you New Agers, do as I wilt. It's got a double-edged sword there, buddy Ro. You got your big problem right there. Uh-huh. Seventh, a full range of civil liberties include recognition of individuals' right to die with dignity, euthanasia, and the right to suicide, unquote. Hence, Oregon and Texas. While y'all worried about hands up, choking, and Brown and Ferguson, and all that, and Bundy Ranch, and I don't know what else, they're passing these laws while y'all sleep. The Decalogue is the Ten Commandments. You see, eighth, we extend precipitatory democracy to the family. People are more important than decalogues, rules, prescriptions, regulations. The Decalogue is the Ten Commandments. Ninth, the separation of church and state, separation of ideology and state are imperatives. Yeah, they don't want you to connect the dots. Isn't that clever? Twelfth, we deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. Break, in other words, bring all of them together. You know where that started? 1492. Where? North American continent. To bring all the DNA together. I got this documented in studies and quotes from high up. So, you cause chaos on nationalistic grounds. You get tired of it, don't you? All these wars? So let's all come together. What is the Vatican doing today? Bringing everybody together, but it's going to be under a Luciferian agenda. And that's a fact. The Jesuits are behind it. Aldo Brandini, Orsini, Breakspear, Sumgaya, Farnese. Now you got it? See how it works? So we deplore the division of humankind on nationalistic grounds. We have reached a turning point in human history where the best option is to transcend the limits of national sovereignty and to move toward the building of a world community. We look to the development of a system of world law and a world order based upon transnational federal government, unquote. Those are just excerpts. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy, empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Colossians 2, verse 8. What do you think about that? You'll find it in Colossians 2, 8. So this somatic confusion that exists between humanism and humanist, it's understandable and planned. There was a principal in the 1980s in a senior high school in Harford County, when Maryland, that spoke about William Bowen. He is quoted in the local press as saying, "I am a humanist, but I don't know what that is." Unquote. I think that is a big problem, too, that they're all sold on nonsense. They believe it makes sense because nobody's afraid to say anything, or everybody's afraid to say something. Now, that being said, it's up to the ante. Now, I'm a researcher. I participated in overseas contracts, anti-terrorism and anti-terrorism, I said. Physical security in a couple of conflictive areas. So I'm not an armchair quarterback. I've been in the middle of it. So that being said, Marine Corps for 12 years as a captain and officer. So I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. And I've been overseas dealing with bad situations. So I know what the dickens I'm talking about. You'd also find me to be an official whistleblower. I've been fired from two or three jobs because I would not become one job in particular because I would not become a Freemason. I was asked three times to be one, and after three times, see, I've been there, and I will not give my soul up for a paycheck. It ain't going to happen. If I have to, I dig in a deep sea dumpster like everybody else. I'm not giving up my soul like these others have. It ain't going to happen. I'll die first. Count on it. Now, that's my attitude. I love and I trust Jesus Christ. I have never met him, but I feel him in my heart. I've sinned against him many times. But he convicts me. That means I know he's there. When I feel that guilt, I respond to it as I have to. Now, that being said, I expose their game because I know their game. And the USA is on the verge of a civil war to justify martial law that's to be administered by the UN and then head to a North American Union to be part of the New World Order. It's pretty standard, actually. So the children are used for horrific and satanic rituals and many other purposes by the world leadership, including the United States leaders over the generations even, who are into the satanic Luciferian worship. No better than European, Scandinavian, African, Russian, Chinese, Korean. All of them. They will not win. But that's another story. Bohemian Grove. You'll see pictures of Reagan and Nixon. Both of them are cousins there at Bohemian Grove. The USA public has no idea what the darkness does behind the facade they put on TV and public media. And this includes your so-called military leaders, four-star generals involved in the Council of Foreign Relations. Your joint chief of staff are cowards. They spit upon the very medals they received, and they spit upon the soldiers that they've served by turning over their leaf to Lucifer. You have good military officers that have been put out because they would not give themselves up to this Luciferian agenda. But today, no. Today, Joint Chief of Staff, members of the Council of Foreign Relations are dirty. I don't care if they got a Medal of Honor or Navy Cross, they've dirted it. Because they belong to these Luciferian agendas. And they lie to those that they trust them. And your Democrat Republican members at the highest level, your CEOs, government officials, from President to the USA and below. All of them. Now, it's bad enough that we have a pharmaceutical industry that functions on the basis of profit rather than health. The target is moving towards children because that to them is their future. Target is year 2025, by the way. Whether it's this lie about ADHD, depression, or any other supposed condition, children are too often being drugged and damaged by the medication that their doctors give them, as are the veterans of these orchestrated suicides. Well, I'll be talking about that later on, this week and certainly next week, in detail like I am now. When it comes to psychiatric behavioral issues, the appropriate first response is feeding a lab, a child, a lab manufactured drug. Then you give them a drug to counteract that drug. Same thing for blood pressure medicine. You got to take three drugs to counteract the drug. What? Yeah. Now, so this education system and the media, they are in fact controlled by rich and powerful conspirators that have names, families, and houses. Houses meaning their family bloodline, planning a one world government. That's a fact. And these conspirators are in the leading positions of governments, media, education, industry, and military. And they're gradually increasing their education and infiltration of society, tightening down on it through the media and education system primarily. They're educating people in the corrupt way to distract them from the truth, to get them to support their philosophies, contribute to the system, and the coming dictatorship, which I found has been planned since 1933. And they failed every time. But they always plan for the next one. Now, I've played these before. Can't do it now because I'm on another track. But I've done it before. Proved beyond a shadow of a doubt. Since 1933, active participation, orchestration of military dictatorships by most all the presidents since 1933. Evidence is slam dunk. The content of the education includes sex, violence, fiction, evolution, idolatry, witchcraft taught in the schools. Wicca runs rampant, and they can, the Wiccans, look for those being bullied and say, oh, we'll protect you. We will show you how to put spells. They give them power, and they bring it into Wicca. Parents aren't paying attention to the black eye they get when they come home. So they find it in school. And the main lie, suggesting that the purpose of life is to make and keep money. That's where Freemasonry comes in. See, it's good to study true and useful things, certainly. But for many reasons, it's strongly advised not to have your education at a government or non-Christian school or university. Although we're forced to do that. That's where Child Protective Service comes in. Truant officers come in. Now you got the idea. It's where No Child Left Behind to control the education, dumb them down. Core, Common Core. Changing of the bells. The bells condition the kid. That's what it's all about. Public non-Christian schools and universities teach unnecessary things to people who would normally not be interested in them. Case in point. For example, Herbert London, 1987, said, "The strides made by Marxism at American universities in the last two decades are breathtaking. Every discipline has been affected by its preachment." That's talking about Marxist and socialism. "Almost every faculty now counts among its members a resident Marxist scholar," unquote. And you know, just 50 years earlier, 57 years earlier, actually, Charles Francis Potter said, I quote, "Education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. And every American public school is a school of humanism." That's Charles Francis Potter said that. Family, this has always been. And we've been sleeping at the wheel. And there's ways to undo this. Temporarily, anyway. There are ways to undo it. Or at least slow it down to a certain degree. But it's going to take extra work. Well, I'm not slowing down here. I'm going to give you something else here that I found. Sometimes when I'm multitasking, it kind of slows me down just a tad bit. You know, when I multitask on the radio. Because I put things together as I go along. Things come my way as I move. But Charles Francis Potter, he also said, in addition to that, quote, "What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour once a week and teaching only a fraction of the children do to stem the tide of the 5-day program of humanistic teaching," unquote. Charles Francis Potter. "Humanism, a New Religion," Simon & Schuster, 1930. And you know, Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist under the Clinton administration. You know Clinton, right? Remember Clinton? Cigar man? Clinton started closing down the American military, closing down bases, so they could put UN troops there. And he also gave Long Beach Naval Base a contract to the Chinese, so the military could come in. Oh, I know it's Costco, but that's wasn't the main reason. Same thing Carter did in Panama Canal. Look up Chinagate, Billy Bob Clinton. They helped bring the Chinese military into America and the Spetsnaz. Family goes back to the 1990s. Goes back to the 1980s. Georgia Ann Geyer, syndicated columnist under these wackos like Clinton, who was a Rhodes Scholar, by the way, like Naomi Wolf, like Wesley Clark, all Rhodes Scholars, all humanists, pretending to be on your side, and they're not. Because it took a blood oath against you as Rhodes Scholars. Every single one. Well, Georgia Ann Geyer, I said her name 3 times now, haven't I? Said, and I quote, "The percentage of Marxist faculty numbers can range from an estimated 90% in some Midwestern universities." At the same time, in 1989, Roger Kimball said, and I quote, "With a few notable exceptions, our most prestigious liberal arts colleges and universities have installed the entire radical," that'd be Marxist and humanist, "menu at the Center Humanities Curriculum at both undergraduate and graduate levels. Yes, they have. Quote, unquote. Now, what they snuck upon you is what's called values clarification, humanism, morals education in public schools. Why are you sleeping? And so people who doubt God and the Bible, as it said, generally reject absolute values in favor of situational ethics. So, what they're doing in schools today, a favorite method used to influence students and that away from absolute values, is what's called values clarification. It's sometimes called decision making, values education, moral education, or critical thinking. Now listen to these words. Sometimes it's not called anything, it's just used. Now, to people not familiar with the technique they're using in these schools, it might seem a little confusing and maybe harmless. But serious consideration will give you understanding of the method and the consequences they sneak up on your kids. Now, I found, someone sent me, what's the typical approach to it. One is, the students are assigned an exercise involving a questionnaire, role-playing, or class discussion. Now, recall yesterday what I said about the questions to ask your kids when they come home from school. I had a list of questions. What'd you talk about today? And I had a list of exactly some of the questions. And this goes in line with this. So what the typical approach is, they're assigned an exercise, have a questionnaire, role-playing, or class discussion. Then the exercise involves difficult or controversial moral or personal issues. So unusual hypothetical situations are often invented that make it appear that absolute values are unworkable or fanatical. Kind of issues are highly personal, they're private, or even embarrassing to some students. And this is noted in the classes. Students may be told that, quote, there are no right or wrong answers. There's a problem already. So you have decisions that are reached, but not on the basis of research that will accumulate and evaluate evidence, but on personal opinions, feelings, and peer pressure, which will be used later to manipulate your child's thinking as an adult. Now, what they call it in this study group, it amounts to pooled ignorance. It's done in the same way that teaching kids better ways to make decisions and think critically. Herein comes your Jesus camps. CIA, no doubt about it. Under the guise of religious orientation. Family, they're screwing your kids' minds up in these Jesus camps. It's a CIA kid farm. Get them out of there. You know, appeals to the authority of the Bible in this clarification process, appeals to the authority of the Bible, religion, parents are discouraged, even disallowed. If a student appeals to these authorities, he may be asked, but how do you think it should be? It's assumed throughout the students are capable of reaching right decisions on the basis of their own current information and opinions without any outside source of factual information or guidance to get them away from the baby boomers' influence. This technique is used in any subject, any grade level. Common themes of discussion are death. I've talked about this before. Sex, drugs, abortion, suicide, parenting, career choices, etc. And death education, which I've talked about before, is one of the favorite topics of discussion. Because you see, humanists believe there's no life after death. It comes your bucket list. Live today, for tomorrow you may die, and blah, 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 blah. They justify abortion, euthanasia, suicide, and they can use value clarification to indirectly undermine a student's belief about these matters, subconsciously. With help from the video games and the rock and roll music, heavy metal, and even your Christian rap. And that's not a rap, because I'm still going. Hundreds of examples are cited in the book Child Abuse in the Classroom, edited by Phyllis Schlafly. Talks about documented testimonies of examples of such exercises. It's been used in schools. And you know, in a death education survey was used in Indiana High School, questions required the students to state their conviction of some idea or action. Did you know in Rosemont, look up the Rose, Rosemont High School in Wisconsin, they had a little prank. The prank, you can look it up and watch it on a video, by the way, where the students, certain students in the prank was blindfolded, and they were told that they were going to be kissed by someone, and they had to describe who it was. Well, what they weren't told was the person kissing them was their parent. Their parent. Fortunately, I guess to some extent, it was opposite sex parent, still bad enough as it was, and that's what they did. And so when they were kissed, and in one case, the kid was rolling around on the floor, grabbed his mother's butt. Come on now. And the father kissed his daughter like his wife. And of course, they apologized a week later after an outrage and all that. But the whole purpose was a ritual. That actually happened a couple years ago. They knew exactly what they were doing. It was no mistake. Because, see, that is spread throughout the United States. It's a ritual. So, some of the questions on this survey of this Indiana High School health class. Number 7, how much of a role has religion played in the development of your attitude toward death? Number 8, to what extent do you believe in life after death? Number 9, regardless of your belief about life after death, what is your wish about it? Number 10, to what extent do you believe in reincarnation? Oh, whoa. Number 12, if you could choose, when would you die? Number 14, has there been in your life, 14, has there been a time in your life when you wanted to die? Possible reasons are then suggested. Number 19, how do you rate your present mental health? In comes Child Protective Service. Huh? Number 20, based on your present feelings, what is the probability of your taking your own life in the near future? Number 24, what do you think of your own death? How do you feel? A, fearful. B, discouraged. C, depressed. D, purposeless. Number 25, what is your present orientation to your own death? A, death seeker. B, death hastener. C, death acceptor. Man, are these teachers that stupid? Really? Or are they that cowardly? Number 29, if you had a choice, what kind of death would you prefer? A, tragic. Violent death. F, suicide. G, homicidal victim, etc. Number 30, have your attitudes toward death ever been affected by narcotic or hallucinogenic drugs? Family, this goes on and on. These questions. 31, if it were possible, would you want to know the exact date on which you were going to die? Number 38, have you ever actually attempted suicide? 37. Now, any answer is going to be revealing. Don't matter whether they refuse to answer it. Well, they just answered it. By refusing to answer it, they've already answered it. You see how it works? 38, have you ever attempted suicide? 39, whom would you have known have committed suicide? 40, how do you estimate your lifetime probability of committing suicide? It all talks about suicide all the way down. 41, 42, 43, 44, all about suicide. 45, what efforts do you believe should be made to keep a seriously ill person alive? That's leading toward what? Euthanasia, right to die with dignity. And at number 51, what kind of funeral would you prefer? You see, the survey had a total of 57 questions, all about death, and generally about the student's own death. And so a problem with these questionnaires are that they pry into personal private matters, which the school has no need to know about. They involve teachers participating or practicing in amateur psychology. Not to fluff off the fact that some of them are being seduced by their teachers by design. That they're untrained to handle. Yeah. If a child needs counseling, it should be done only by for problem children. So the problem is the psychiatrist, the ones who need the counseling, not the kids. Some questions put ideas in the kids' heads. They create unnecessary fears. Preoccupation with death may lead kids to think it's only normal to consider and plan a suicide. Now, we'll cover some more of this tomorrow. I'm not done with this, man. I'm just getting warmed up here. Now, what I'm going to tell you is what I know is coming your way. It's called the International Rights of the Child that they're not telling you about. Well, I'm going to tell you about it. First off, to show you the continuity and the level that this is being taught, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor in Harvard, Dr. Pierce of Harvard University echoed all these same ideas when he addressed 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, in 1973. He said in front of 2,000 teachers as witnesses, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school at the age of 5 is mentally ill. He comes to school with a certain allegiance at age 5, anyway, toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It's up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating international children of the future." Now, what they did in 1989, Hillary Clinton, she's another one, of course, linked up with Wesley Clark, I bet you. Watch out. 2016, be careful. In 1989, November the 20th, the UN General Assembly approved United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, and the 20th nation, in fact, ratified that treaty September the 2nd, 1990. America didn't do it. There was pressure from Hillary Clinton and others to ratify the international nightmare that's coming. And that treaty gives further ownership of all children to the state and the United Nations, and in fact, it overrides the supposed Constitution, which doesn't exist anyway. But it would officially override it if it did. It undermines the authority of the parents to raise their children and replaces it with a panel of UN experts. I've identified a summary of the new rights that would be given to your children and grandchildren by the conventions as follows. Article 3. Empowers your social service workers to regulate families based on their own subjective interpretation of the best interest of the child. Article 4. Requires the United States to restructure society in order to implement this treaty. Article 7 requires all children to be registered with the member nation and the United Nations. Article 13 establishes a child's right to access the media. Parents are subject to prosecution for exerting influence over the children's reading material, television shows, magazines, art exhibits, oral conversations, or any other media of the child's choice. Article 13. Article 14 establishes a child's freedom of religion. Gives a child the right to object to any and all religious training. The child can require parents to accommodate the choice, accommodate his desire to participate in any religion of his choice. Article 15. That would bring in humanism, by the way. Article 15 establishes a child's freedom of association. Parents cannot restrict a child's access to anyone with whom he wishes to associate. Article 16 establishes a child's right to privacy. Would likely give a teenage girl the right to have an abortion without parental consent or notification, even if there's any state laws to the contrary. You see, treaties are more powerful at law than U.S. Constitution or any state law. That's a fact. Article 18. It makes the state a co-parent with the child's biological, adopted, or foster parents. Article 28 prohibits any type of corporal punishment. Certainly no spankings allowed. Making the child stand in the corner may be inconsistent with human dignity. And Article 29 directs the education of the child toward the philosophy of the New World Order as enshrined in the United Nations Charter. United Nations Charter now becomes the law of the land insofar as children are concerned. And to kind of sum it up is Jan Blitz. She said in a Globus publication, This World, in the winter of 1984, and the title of the article was What's Wrong with Children's Rights. And she said in a quote, begin quote, the traditional family structure imposes upon children attitudes of restraint, deference, obedience, and shame, breaks their will, represses their sexuality, turning them into artificial, authoritarian, sex-negating, compulsive, competitive, and manipulative human beings, unquote. Now, that's what you're up against. You can undo what these humanistic schools have been teaching at night to change the thinking, and when they go back and recess, your kids will talk to other kids. And where to get around? And those teachers have a problem trying to put all the balloons in the car when the wind's blowing. When you kids are teaching the other kids at recess, at lunch, and whatever. You know, my dad said about that. He said, you know, Miss Jones, yeah, she said, you can counteract this humanistic teaching. Teaching your kid to be individual. Teaching your kid to listen to what you say, not what they say. Because they're teaching your kids nonsense at these schools today. They didn't back in your day. They needed it. You understand? Now they've changed it. I'm exposing it. Then I move along. Family, I want to remind y'all before we go that my broadcast and Bible studies are played at highpointradio.net. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-L-E-R. New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. He's got antennas up there. And he plays my broadcast and Bible studies, and he has sponsors in those three states, and you can find those sponsors on his website and use those sponsors. I don't get anything for it, except he plays my broadcast and Bible study. That's it. And I appreciate it. That's what I get, appreciation. I appreciate it. I appreciate that you appreciate it. Anyway, yeah, well, Got to have a little sense of humor every now and then. I have a website, watchmenforjesus.com, and a Facebook, Watchmen for Jesus. Family, y'all have a good night. They've lost this battle. All we're doing is counting the casualties and saving as many as you can before that hammer falls. By introducing them to Jesus Christ. That's how it really works. Tomorrow, hit the ground running. Continuation. Tonight, Bible study. End times events. Up to date. Tried to dispel some of these lies that's being put out there. Family, there's no way they can win. It's impossible. Again, I'm saying, we're counting the casualties. The war has been won. It's impossible for the secret societies to win. It's impossible for Lucifer to be king of this world and universe. It is not possible. What we're trying to do is minimize the number that's going to follow him by witnessing and exposing. There's no good on human side whatsoever. I'm sorry, but there's not. Only Jesus Christ when he comes down on the Mount of Olives after Armageddon. And family, you do not want to be here when that happens. So being taken out, like I said a little while ago, about two hours ago, he will remove you by death, whether it's ahead of time, as you want to call it, or old age, or rapture, or whatever. You don't want to be here. And the way to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ. But they're trying to teach your children otherwise at these schools. You can undo it. But it takes extra time on your part to undo what these lying schools are teaching now. Y'all have a good night. God bless you all. And tonight, Bible study 8 to 9. Tomorrow, 4 to 6. Yep, I'm going to hit the ground running tomorrow, too. Go just as hard as I can go. Good night. God bless. This is your watchman, Thomas Campbell. Signing off.
Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day.